producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I have no reason to believe that we're going to have a shutdown. In divided government, you don't get everything you want. This is the result of a bipartisan, bicameral compromise. And I think everybody can point to something that gives them a reason to be in favor of both of these bills.
Paul Ryan says, don't worry about it. No government shutdown. And I feel pretty good about that. Remember, he's the new Speaker of the House, so to speak. And so far, okay, it worked out. Bipartisan cooperation, nothing terribly awful about this deal, and thank goodness, not a Band-Aid. That's where we begin. We rip off the Band-Aids, so to speak, here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney saying hello to all of you. You may be scrambling around in this crazy world trying to get things ready for whatever your holiday celebration is, or perhaps you're in the middle of that celebration right now. You may have off right now, and you're getting ready to do whatever it is you have to do for meals or family, or maybe you're taking it easy. Oof, those people who can take it easy. They're not trying to hurry up and wrap a bunch of presents. They're not stuck in the middle of a souped-up traffic jam somewhere. Ooh, getting in and out of malls and grocery stores, and yeah, this happens every year, so it's not new to any of us. But you have to pack your patience and then some, let's just say. It is that time of year when people are a little more frantic as they try to get everything completed before whatever that time frame is that they're on. So speaking of time frames, that was the reason for bringing that up, that analogy. The time was near that, hey, we're either going to get something done or we're going to talk about a government shutdown, which is so ridiculous that we stand at the precipice of that abyss each and every year. But this is not a shutdown, so supposedly everybody's happy. Ryan, you just heard there, told the Republicans that congressional leaders reached an agreement on that $1.1 trillion bill to fund the government through September, so sets up votes later the week, which we just had, that averts the shutdown. Good news, right? The deal suspends two major Obamacare taxes, lifts the ban on crude oil exports, reauthorizes the health insurance program for 9/11 first responders, as well as including cybersecurity legislation and overhaul the visa waiver program, which we knew had to happen. If you remember, Syed Farouk's fiance, her journey to the U.S. was expedited because she fell into that portion of the waiver program that got her here sooner than somebody who would have been married to somebody, which is crazy if you think about it. And this is the woman that was amped up and ready to roll and helped kill all those people in San Bernardino. So the good news is they're looking at that, changing that. Better to have it done now than to not have it done at all. So the breakthrough comes just in time for the holidays. The government would run out of money right now. I'd be talking, we'd be out of money. And then we'd have to pass some other kind of short-term funding measure through next week and then try to approve a bigger bill. That's the good news. They don't have to deal with that. So this stopgap bill avoids the shutdown, funds us, and continues to move on. And, you know, of all the things that I mentioned, something that was heavily talked about was this oil export ban. Democrats weren't really happy with the idea of lifting this old, old oil export ban. Because they say all the troubles getting the measure passed, that the idea of the oil provision in the spending bill undermines support for the bill. But on Wednesday morning, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi had a statement warning of concerns of the deal, focusing on the effects on taxes. So A spokesperson for the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid refused to confirm a deal was reached, and they did that maneuvering behind the scenes. But the good news is that when push came to shove, they got it done. You know, Arkansas Republican Congressman Steve Womack called the change a big prize for Republicans. In a sense, he's right because, you know, that's been a 40-year-old export prohibition. I mean, 40 years. Think about that, that's been in place. So that is a huge accomplishment, a giant accomplishment. No question, you know, about it. All right, as we rock through this first segment, let's go out to our good pal, Grim, who was so not under the weather yesterday. Let's hope he's feeling the same way. I know that the holidays are taking a toll on a lot of people in other senses, too. Hey, Grim, how are you be?
Oh, well, I guess the infrastructure is going to be tested.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, I won't be on it. But, hey, this guy, he was at the doctor's office, sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in, and the doctor comes in, and he holds out his arm, and he says, "Doctor, I got this rash here." And this is an original, and you're already going to notice it. And the doctor says, "Yes," and he says, I think it's poison ivy. I had it 30 years ago and kind of recognize it. He says, "Well, I'm going to give you a shot, and you need to go home and, you know, cover it with some calamine and take care of it and come back." And so the guy comes back, you know, a month later, and he's sitting in the doctor's office, and the doc comes in. He says, "Doctor, it's, you know, it's really gotten bad. You know, now it's on both my arms and on my chest." And he says, "Well, you've been scratching it?" And, "No, not much. You know, I try my best not to." And he says, "Well, I'll give you another shot, and you need to put calamine on it and try not to scratch it." So a month later goes by, and he comes back into the doctor's office, and the doctor walks in, and he says, "Doctor, I tell you, it's really getting bad." He pulls his shirt up, and it's all over my chest and my back. And the doctor says, "Well, you got to quit scratching it. I tell you what, I'm going to give you another shot. I suggest you go get you some oatmeal and take an oatmeal bath and keep it covered in calamine, and it should get rid of it." A month goes by, and he comes back in, and the doctor comes into the office, and he says, "Oh, it's really bad. It's all over, even in places I can't stand it." And the doctor says, "Well, you got to quit scratching it. I tell you what, I'm going to give you another shot, and you need to, you know, keep soaking in the oatmeal bath and keep it covered in calamine. You know, I'm going to even give you something to soak in here, and it should get rid of it." A month goes by, it comes back in, and the doctor walks in, and you can see it right from the instant. His arms look like hamburger. He lifts his shirt up, and it all looks like hamburger. And he says, "You know, it's just really bad, doctor." And he says, "I tell you what, I want you to go home, and I want you to get you a big garbage bag, and I want you to put all your clothes you got on in the garbage bag, and I want you to collect anything you may have been using, shampoo or toothpaste and everything, and put it in the garbage bag. I want you to get your bed linen and put it in the garbage bag. I want you to get your dishcloth and what you bathe with, your drying towel, and put it in the bag and bring it in, and we'll figure it out." So he brings the bag in, gives it to the receptionist, says, "We'll talk back to you." And anyhow, he gets home, and no more than he walks in the door, the phone rings, and he picks up the phone, and the receptionist says, "You need to come."
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We have a full mailbag. I know I say this all the time, but it's true, and I'm going to remind you, go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and let your feelings fly, whether it's about the last Republican debate, the upcoming Star Wars Force Awakens movie, if you care about that, or something else that's happening from Washington or in your own backyard, because we do have common denominators. That's what I say America Tonight's about, things that irk you and things that irk the rest of the country, no matter where you live. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ernie says, Kate, L.A., the school's craziness. What would you do if you were the superintendent and it was your job to decide whether it was a hoax or not when you get an email that says there's assault rifles and the targets are there in the schools? Would you shut down the schools because they're saying guns and bombs? Or would you think it was a hoax and it'd be ridiculous to send the thousands of people, kids that they sent home and teachers, etc.? Would you play it cautiously, or would you do what they did? Well, you know what? It's interesting because in announcing about the schools, the LA schools, a whole day shut down. 640,000 kids were out of class. You know what they say it cost the school district in funding? I guess that's what they're figuring out because they have to make up that day. $29 million. That's astonishing. $29 million, and it makes sense. So if I had to make the split decision, I'm being honest, if I had to make the split decision, then normally I would weigh all the options, I think, if I were in that position. But because of what just happened in San Bernardino, I have to say, I bet you I would do the same thing. I mean, look, the mayor, Eric Garcetti, and the FBI concluded the threat wasn't even credible. You know, they had 1,500 buildings that were searched, so imagine the manpower for that, the police patrols outside, all of that. And now what they're doing is having the police patrols beefed up around the schools, because of course it's scary. Imagine if something happened at one of the schools. So if I'm the superintendent, I got to say, let people criticize me. I'm doing it. And then what if I get before the school board and they say, that was $29 million. You know, that's ridiculous. You spent that money. Great. Because I wouldn't, especially so close to what happened in San Bernardino. And remember, they were casing schools. So Syed Farouk had that on his phone and all that stuff. No way. I just wouldn't chance it. I mean, even if it was a hoax and everybody wanted to, you know, slam me, I wouldn't do it. I'd be too worried about it, you know. Now, the New York City police chief, because there was also the same threat in New York, Bill Bratton, said the response from Los Angeles was a significant overreaction. So he called them out saying, that's stupid. He said it looked like the center of the threat had watched a lot of the Showtime drama Homeland, that it, like, you could ignore it. That he said there's no way you would think that was credible. So the LA is taking a lot of heat for it. They're definitely taking a lot of heat for it. But I like I say, if it were me, it was a split second decision. I didn't have a lot of time to decide. Yeah, because of San Bernardino, I think that's why. No San Bernardino, I don't think so. I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. All right, how about we move in a different direction? Mary, Mary, quite contrary. I like it when you rhyme your name. That's an old childhood one. Says, Kate, Southwest Airlines, I heard you mention it just the other night. I caught the tail end of that. Those people really had to parachute down the foam, or what was it that they had to do? They had to go down the slide? They had to go down the slide. It was at Nashville, and the plane skidded off the taxiway. So that's what you got to do. They just want to get them off the plane. And can you imagine that? But I don't think it was, you know, a few people had like a few bruises, but I don't think it was awful. Anything to do with planes freaks us all out, let's just face it. In my mind, I still think of Captain Sully. And I was so fortunate to be in Hawaii then. We saved our pennies, and I got to go to Hawaii with my mom before, you know, who knew, but years before she got sick. And I can remember waking up. It was beautiful. It was awesome to be in Maui. And I remember I wake up, flip open the tube for just a second because we weren't watching TV, and I see this whole thing of people walking on the wing of the plane in the Hudson, and I couldn't believe it. And then you hear the story about how he landed in the water. And what would that be like to be a passenger on that plane? It's going down, brace for landing, boom, and then you survive that, I think would be incredible. So I think anything with planes, absolutely, it just gets us more than anything, no matter what. The debate was just the other day. So Trey, Kate, I'll tell you what, I do like the debates. You know, you were talking about the debates and that if you really look at the nuggets of info that comes out of them, sometimes it's good because you get a sense of how a candidate responds to questions, if it's your person or not, how they handle being jabbed, and how they are on stage. Maybe they're comfortable, if they're comfortable or not. And I'll say that about Donald Trump. He seems comfortable to me, so it kind of goes along with this, the whole personality of I can, you know, do what I want to do, and I'm not beholden to anyone. You know, that's a good way to look at it. He does seem comfortable. You know, when you see somebody and they're just kind of stiffer, and, I mean, not to pick on Jeb Bush, but he just looks so uncomfortable. And if you see any of the pictures they took of him just right after the debate or before the debate, he looks that way. And I could be reading his body language completely in it wrong, but it absolutely looks as though he feels uncomfortable on the stage. So you're on a zillion stages when you're president. It's not about so much your constantly having to be on a stage or be somewhere or whatever. I think it's how you handle everything that's thrown at you. Because when you're the president, that's what happens. Whether it's an emergency, whether it's some last-minute decision that has to be made. Now, we have three branches of government, definitely. The legislative and the judicial are right in there. But the executive branch has its privileges, as we know, with executive actions. So somebody who has that kind of power, you do want to look at kind of all aspects of it. That's why I say there are things to be learned from the debate, even if it's the same old thing that we're hearing. Oh, it's immigration, or we're talking about, we just had the attack in Paris not too long ago, and San Bernardino, and so that throws a different curveball. perhaps into talking about terrorism, but look beyond that if you watch, go back and watch the debate. Somebody else interested in the debate, Bobby. The true winner, I believe, in the debate was Marco Rubio. And I don't dislike Rubio, Katie, but I'm not so certain he wins this. I still actually feel as though Donald Trump is going to, pardon the pun, trump everybody else that he's debating against and everybody else who wants to get the nomination. It seems crazy that you would think years ago, this guy is the billionaire that gets quoted out of New York, and then he starts Celebrity Apprentice, and that takes off. But it's so hard to think of him as president in one sense, but in another, why not? Any of us could be qualified to be president, or maybe I shouldn't say any of us, but many of us who are lying in the weeds, given the right circumstances, perhaps would make a good president, not in the traditional sense. And maybe that's a good thing after all. It does depend who else is surrounded, who else he's surrounded with. But do you think he beats Hillary Clinton? Well, that is the question. So the Clinton campaign, when he said, when Trump said he wasn't going to do a third party run, they were the ones that had to be disappointed, because a third party run would almost guarantee that she has a much better chance to win, because he would take votes away. There's just people that love him, that would vote for him, even if they're dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, they would go for him in the third party, and that would take votes away from somebody else if he wasn't the nominee. So for the Clintons, they're not liking that. And if you look at the polls, they're either neck and neck. Sometimes they've showed her in the past ahead, but I think it sets up for an interesting race if that's the case. Now, what also would be interesting is who, if Trump does get it, let's say he did get the nomination, hey, in 6 months from now, we'll know. If he gets the nomination, who does he pick as his running mate? Is it anyone on that stage? If you were going to pick anyone out of that stage, you know, that's on the stage with him now, let's say, or even at the kids' table, would he go in that direction? Or we know, pick somebody else. You know, there was a joke floating around, and I have to think this is a joke, that he would take his daughter. That his daughter would be the VP, which would be ridiculous, and I don't think that would happen at all. But would it be one of the guys that's already up there wearing the red tie? Food for thought, like of a Rubio. And would they do it? Rubio, Cruz, one of those guys, Ben Carson. Because remember, whoever the VP is, they're in line if something happens. Thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Never really was your type.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely! We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope there is some calm in your life. There's a moment where you can take a breath and relax and enjoy your family or friends or just yourself, where you have a quiet moment. You know, that's, to me, that's the, hopefully that's something that happens for many of you during the holidays, where it's so crazy you don't have a chance to take a breath in your life, and now you finally have that chance because everything's closed down. I think everything's closed down on Christmas, right? There's just a few things that are open, like the store, like the convenience store. All right, so Grimm buried his punchline. We're going to double dip on Grimm. He's like the comedian where you go on the stage, and I know this from now doing some stand-up. You get on the stage, and boy, they flash that light, and you are off. If that punchline is not out, you are done. They are pulling you off. They are giving you the hook. But because this is our radio show, and Nathan and I love Grimm, we want to hear the punchline. We want to bring him back to deliver that. So, Grimm, we're giving you the second shot at Last Comic Standing. You got to give us the punchline.
Okay. Well, anyhow, we left off where he has to go home, puts everything in a big garbage bag, his shampoo, his soap, and his bed linen and all his clothes and everything. And he gets a call from the nurse to come back in because the doctor thinks it's something else. He comes back in, he's sitting down, and the doctor walks in. He says, "I finally found out what it is." And he says, "You're just an all red-blooded American. Your problem is this Egyptian cotton washcloth."
That was the punchline we waited for. Oh, grim. Grim. It was funny. I get it, at least. So that part's good. I don't know what I was thinking was going to come out with that punchline. I wasn't sure.
Anyhow, the cure is that the doctor says, don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond, because Beyond's your problem. You need to go to, I can keep going with it. You know.
Is that joke that never ends?
Yeah, you know how this current distaste for everything that's Middle East is.
Yeah, oh yeah. Of course, because of what's happened now, especially after the San Bernardino thing on top of what went on in Paris, I understand completely. You sound pretty good tonight. You're feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm still doing that. I mean, it's from having this poison ivy that came about.
Calamine lotion is the, I mean, poison ivy's bad. You know what? I've had poison ivy only a few times in my life, and I was like really a kid. I can't remember. But my husband got it when he was mowing the lawn, of course, in flip-flops or some ridiculous thing. And, you know, his face would, like, swell up like a balloon. It was crazy. It was bad.
Well, I haven't had it you touch yourself. I was a kid. I hadn't had it since I was a kid, and that's exactly how I got it, was from mowing. But I'm really enjoying the comic relief we're having now with all the conservative talk show hosts. It's been hilarious to hear the callers in. It's like, it's worse than the debate to hear them.
It's worse than the debate. But I'm pull them, give them the hook.
Well, you know, between Rush and Sean, you know, they don't really want to see Trump. You know, they're more pushing for Rubio or Cruz.
Yeah.
And the calls they get is like, why ain't you on? You know, they're loyal people, you know, all want Trump, and they're just, it's fun.
It is. Well, this has been interesting, and fun is the right way to describe it in some ways, because Trump has made it, he threw in the curveball. He's made it more interesting. Yeah,
well, the thing is, it's serious, Kate. It is serious.
Yes.
But because of the seriousness, the only thing you can do is laugh it off.
Yep, exactly. Well, we'll see what happens in the primaries. You know, there's no way to forecast this other than what we're seeing. And it just seems odd to me that you would have so much, if you continue to have a lot of support for Trump, that he wouldn't win some of those primaries.
No, well, really, it's true. The only one that's got their true hand on the pulse of what's going on really is Mark Levin, because he's gotten to the point where Democrat, Republican, I don't care. They're all crooked.
Right. He's right. He's right. So many are, sometimes you can't even tell what party.
And he's just totally aggravated, because where is the, you know, his philosophy is, where has the American way gone?
That's a good question. Where has the American way gone?
Especially with the politicians, and you know, that's what he's all about. And it's true, because I don't trust any of them myself. None of them. And most definitely I don't trust Hillary.
And Hillary could become president.
That's the thing that the left side is, you know, they're just pushing it. You know, go ahead and elect Trump, because in all likelihood, if Trump gets elected, Hillary's the shoe-in.
Yeah.
That's all they keep pushing.
Yeah. If meaning that if he gets the nomination, yeah, she's then more people than ever may come out and push for her. Mhm.
Yeah.
That's the thing, it's that whole canceling thing. One cancels the other, you know, that can happen. And that's why Trump saying that he's not going to do the third party thing, in one sense, is a relief to the Republicans. It's just wild to watch this. Grimster, thanks. Appreciate it. You take care. Definitely. He gave us a bag full of lines there. Pick the flavor you want. That's why there's a thing called the rule of threes in jokes, and that's usually what it is. Ba-bump, ba-bump. There was a rabbi, a priest, and a nun. They went into a bar, boom. You know, it's like that's the punchline thing. That's the traditional mechanism of telling a joke. And even if you take that formula and apply it to modern comedians, if you use it with older comedians, definitely, but you see it even with newer comedians, it's wild to watch how the joke, you know, how that joke forms. I've been kind of studying this lately. What if somebody had, like, the best hands down sense of humor and actually knew something about policies and wasn't controlled by any particular brand, they that would be an interesting person to look at presidential wise. I mean, I'm not saying a wackadoodle, I'm off the unhinged comedian. I'm saying somebody who had like that rare, like a storyteller, somebody who could tell a story but had serious depth to them as well. You know, that charisma. I mean, that's what it is. Who has the most charisma in the push here in 2016? And you could say somebody could be listening to this and be like, oh, who cares? But you know what? It does matter because you are the chief negotiator, especially in these times. And to be a good negotiator, you have to be a lot of things, including a good listener, including somebody who has a little bit of charisma, because that can cut through a deal when things are especially hanging in the balance. And so with the hanging in the balance theme in our nation's capital, a deal happened so the government doesn't shut down and we move on from there. And in September, it comes back around again. It comes back around again. The big, one of the big stories on the day, and what I would say maybe a little buzz in your backyard, in my backyard, it doesn't matter if you live in a small rural area or someplace huge and you're listening to us in New York. I've gotten a lot of emails from New Yorkers lately. I'll tell you, the president, this time, if you think about it, you think about maybe it was, what, a week ago, what the president had to say about ISIS. And so here we go again. The president said today, ISIS might be the face of evil. He made it clear in a news conference earlier in the week that not even the bloody ISIS rampage through Paris, which opened up a crazy, sad new chapter on this war on terror, is going to prompt him to abandon his worldview, the insistence that America must avoid intractable Middle East land wars, sticking instead to the idea that he is a president who ends wars rather than starts them, and that we can defend our interests without committing thousands of ground troops. And that's the deal. I mean, this is legacy time. So no matter what you think of the president, for the president and the people around the president, that's what they're thinking. What's the legacy? What are people going to be talking about with Obama? How does he fare in history? The problem is the new reality of what we're facing doesn't match up so much to that ideology. The bottom line is, do we want to commit thousands of troops and do an end around like before? No. But more troops that could be assigned that could help with serious training would be one thing. Too many boots on the ground would probably not solve this problem. You have to have some, though. All right, hang with us. More fun and frivolity coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Tonight we're going to make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we'll go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet, weekly love.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stories about nannies. I have to tell you, I mean, when I was a little girl, Mary Poppins, and Mary Poppins has been around for a long time, so I think almost anyone in the audience can relate, whether you're in your 20s or 40s or wherever you fall on the spectrum age-wise. And then, of course, Mrs. Doubtfire, hilarious movie. I remember going to see that with my mother and just laughing my head off at the one scene where Pierce Brosnan takes a line to the back of the head, and that whole premise of what happened in that movie was hysterical. So this woman has a lot of spunk, and she's fun to have on the show. We had her on once before, really enjoyed it. Florence Ann Romano joins us. She's the Windy City Nanny. You can check her out at windycitynanny.com. What a brilliant site that is. What a great name that is. Please tell me you protected that name. Is that your IP?
That's mine. It's all mine. I'm taking control.
I love that.
I have to take control. Anything I do, I have to take control.
Yeah, I like that. So it's true, for decades we've been talking about nannies. There's nannies that have been around when they first started making movies, because there's been nannies that have been around for as long as I can remember. I mentioned Mrs. Doubtfire and Robin Williams. I mean, he's had such a gift anyway, but he really embodied that crazy role, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing what that transformation was. And he just was such a talented actor. I mean, oh, gosh, every time I see him or in that movie, it's just, you know, my heart breaks a little bit. So great. Did an amazing job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you think of nannies, we mentioned Mary Poppins, Nanny McPhee, Uptown Girls, Corinna Karenina, and there's others, too. Of those movies, though, that I just mentioned, are they realistic at all? Do they really show you anything about the way a nanny would behave, would discipline kids, etc.?
What's interesting about it is if you push them all together, you made just a fun little nanny mold of all of those different movies, you would find truth in all of them. I think that's what makes those movies so popular, is there is truth within them. I think if you put Mary Poppins and Mrs. Doubtfire together and they have a little nanny baby, I think they would be the most truthful to me. But each of them does have an element of realism to it, because they're dealing with children that come from different dynamics and different families, different backgrounds, and each nanny has a different way of dealing with the children in terms of discipline or in terms of love or in terms of magic, and that is all very important when hiring a nanny, because those qualities are going to shine through.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking of another film, too, in a different direction, The Nanny Diaries. Remember how hot that book was and everybody was gossiping about it? And was it true? And who was it based on? These wealthy people in New York and trying to figure out who the family was. And the nanny, yeah, the nanny took some heat for that. But there was some truth to that, too, because there's a difference. Your market is as a nanny, isn't there? I mean, and an au pair could be considered a nanny in a sense. So there are different sort of levels of being a nanny. And people that you work for, is there a good screening process on the other side for the people who decide to do this?
Well, when you go into it, if you're going to be a nanny, first of all, I'm always a big advocate. It's not easy money. Let's look at Uptown Girls. That's a great example of a nanny movie where she's never had been a nanny a day in her life, never worked a day in her life, and then she starts to be a nanny. And they're like, hold on, wait a second. I don't know if I would necessarily be trusting my child with someone that didn't have experience. So when you're looking at these nannies, the nanny is interviewing you just as much as you are interviewing she or he, because it needs to be the right fit. So look at Nanny Diaries, like you just brought up. That is a different type of family, different echelon of family. That nanny was really raising the child. And so if that is what you want in your family, and again, the nanny is not there to judge, you're there to take care of the child, then that's perfectly fine. But you have to know, the nanny, the prospective nanny has to know that that's their role in that family. And if they're not comfortable with it, then that's not the family for you. There might be very crazy demands on you in terms of child care, you know, actually raising the child and the parent not really having anything to do with it. Myself as a nanny, my biggest rule was that the parenting still needs to happen at home. I'm not a replacement for you. So it depends on the family and what their demands are.
Yeah, and you know, you grew up into this because, in a sense, as a kid, as a teenager, you worked 15 years as a nanny, and you wrote about it, Nanny and Me, in a book that you did for kids and for their parents. Did you do that to sort of bridge the gap of what really it's like?
I wanted to start a national conversation about it because 60% of families in America have a nanny. And whoa, that is a huge statistic. And it grows in line with the employment rates. You're not looking at something that's trendy. You're looking at something that's a behavior of society that's not going anywhere. So I wanted to really help, like you said, bridge the gap during that transition. Have children understand what's happening. Make sure you're focusing on them, knowing that they are loved and they're protected and their parents are doing the right thing for them. And for the parents, read this with your child. It's a great resource to prepare for that and for the parents to have peace of mind that they're doing the right thing for their child.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think, as you said, when you look at it statistically, Florence, I think that number is just probably going to grow, too. And the other deal is sometimes you nannies work for a single woman because they're divorced and it works out better for them. Is that something we may see more of depending on divorce rates?
You may see it because of divorce rate. You may see it because the modern gal just wants to have her independence and do her thing and doesn't want to get married and just have a baby. So absolutely, there's all different scenarios. And Corinna, you brought up, he's a widow. And so that's also a situation, too, where the, you know, parent has passed away and the parent needs help. So there are many different dynamics, and the nanny needs to be sensitive to what they're walking into in that family.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, because I was reading about your background. I love it. You had the perfect degree for this, by the way, because you earned a degree in performance theater at Bradley University. So when you first started doing the nanny deal, did that really come into play for you with kids? Because I would think you'd relate.
Yes, I am a big, big advocate of magic and imagination.
Oh, nice.
I love it. And I always say, you know, look at these people who come up with these amazing apps or these new technologies. The reason why they do is because they're using their imaginations, they're thinking outside of the box. So as a nanny, I wanted to make sure those kids were also doing the same thing so they could just accomplish more than they could ever dream by using their imaginations.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's your favorite, and this is going to be hard, but share a story with us about something that was just gratifying about being a nanny, that you something with one of the kids or the family or a moment.
A great question that just happened, and it was, I mean, I haven't had many, but this one was huge. I was at a wedding just a couple weeks ago, and I saw one of my oldest nanny kids. She was there, and I haven't seen her in a few years. She lives on the East Coast now. She comes up to me and starts crying, and I start crying, and she looked at me and said, "You are still the voice in my head," and I just cried.
Wow.
And she said, you know, "I love you so much. And when I think back of who raised me, of course, my parents, but I look at you and think of everything you did for me and my brother. And I'm so grateful." And I mean, that was an amazing moment, an amazing conversation, because you never truly maybe understand the impact you have. And the thing about it is, I said to her, "Oh, honey, you did it for me. It was me. You did, you know, you made my life so rich and so wonderful and beautiful." So it was a beautiful, fantastic moment for me.
Oh, I love that story. In the as we continue to talk about nannies, Florence, with male versus female, you know, there was a joke about the manny. Are there more mannies now, or I mean, is it still primarily women? How does that work out?
I think you're going to find that it's primarily women, just because of what has, you know, proven in society to be kind of the standard. But I have to tell you, one of my friends, his father is their nanny, so the children's grandfather essentially, and has been for several years. And I think that's a beautiful thing too. I mean, keeping it in the family, and what a wonderful you know, precedent for the children to grow up with, that they have their grandfather there as a wonderful role model and a protector and someone who's going to play with them. That's a great, you know, moment for them in time and a great memory. So you do see it, and you see it in many different ways. Maybe it's not just a male nanny that's a stranger. Sometimes it's someone within your family, or it's the next door neighbor. I don't think anyone should discount having a male or a female as a nanny. Again, it's what's most comfortable to you as the parents.
Yeah, and it's probably the good thing to do, probably just like they kind of portray in Mrs. Doubtfire, is that you'd have questions. You know what you're expecting. You're not just kind of jumping into it like, "Oh, we need a nanny, so let's just find someone." You know, somebody said the person down the street is great. I mean, you should really have questions that this is what matters to me and whatever.
Right. Take your time. This is not something you should be rushing into.
Yep.
It's you need to understand what you're getting into, what you're bringing into your family. Something I love about Mrs. Doubtfire, truthfully, is Sally Field hires someone that actually is a reflection of her in a lot of ways. When she transforms into Mrs. Doubtfire, when Robin Williams transforms into Mrs. Doubtfire, she actually becomes a lot of the things that Sally wants to see for her children as a role model. So that, I think, is something deep there that I really always loved, is she was hiring someone based on what her preferences were for her children. And that's what a lot of parents do, and I actually suggest that that's what a lot of parents do.
Yeah, perfect place to end this good stuff. Florence Ann Romano, you can check her out at WindyCityNanny.com. It's a really great site. It's really fun talking to you. Thanks, Florence.
Love talking to you. See you soon.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.